After 6 furious days battling a blaze in the Adelaide Hills, it seems firefighters are finally in for some relief. Welcome rain fell yesterday afternoon after a morning of hot and windy conditions. The fire is still not completely contained, but the focus is now shifting to the recovery. The Prime Minister, Tony Abbott, will tour the fire-hit region today. Natalie Whiting spoke to firefighters last night as they ended their 12-hour shift.
As the sun set on another day in the fire-devastated Adelaide Hills, firefighters had a well-earned meal in a makeshift food hall. It had been another 12-hour day. But this day was different. After more hot and windy conditions, the heavens opened up.
The rain has really been a godsend today. It didn't dampen anyone's spirits, it lifted them.
What was the reaction when the drops started to fall?
I didn't hear any cheering, but it was just a big sigh of relief, I think.
People probably a bit too tired for cheering at this point.
I think so.
CFS volunteer Peter Thurrell says while fatigue has started to set in, morale remains high.
They're full of spirit and not the alcohol type either. People are here to do a job and the result's been achieved and it's been a very, very hard task. Yeah, tiring, but the camaraderie was there. Everyone just got in and done their job.
The Sampson Flat bushfire has burned through more than 12,000 hectares and destroyed around 32 houses. But volunteer Gav Zaney says it could have been worse.
We were pretty happy on Saturday. We were in here and our team of 5 appliances, we attended 26 houses that day and didn't lose any of them. But they're driving through. There's a lot of the forest has all been burned out. There's nothing much left of that. But for property, it's probably not as bad as it probably could have been.
How fierce were things on Saturday and in those initial stages?
At one stage we had fire coming up slowly on 2 fronts and then on another ridge it jumped a ridge and then just came racing up towards us and sort of flashed over the house we're in and protecting, but it got pretty hairy after that.
Despite temperatures in the high 30s and big wind gusts in the morning, the fire didn't escape its perimeter. It's now mostly contained. There are 2 areas still of concern, with hot spots that are expected to burn for weeks. Firefighters also had to attend more than 70 grass and tree fires in South Australia sparked by lightning from the storm. The Prime Minister, Tony Abbott, will tour the fire-hit region this morning. CFS firefighter Tavia Rankin says it will be a confronting scene.
It's devastating to see how far stretched it is. Some parts are just completely wiped out. I was a bit emotional at some of it.
And as we speak, it sounds like the rain's starting to fall again. How good is that to see?
It's fantastic to see. So hopefully we all get to go home and not many more teams have to come up here. Mother Nature's the best water bomber we've got.
Nearly 600 firefighters from New South Wales and Victoria who have been helping out will begin returning home in the next few days.
Natalie Whiting.